Our guest today, Casey Penn, an author and singer-songwriter. I knew that when I first met her. We'll talk about our first encounter. She was writing an article for Bluegrass Unlimited, and I had written an article for the Banjo Newsletter about a particular artist of a band that she was focusing on. That's all I'll tell you for now. It'll come up a little bit later. But what great songs. I knew she was a singer-songwriter. Now she has two new singles. We're going to start off with the first one, Chasing Rainbows, and then we'll talk to Casey Penn about what she's been doing, and now she's releasing music and got a new album coming out. You can find all of her stuff on her website, which is CaseyPennMusic.com. That ought to do it. I do like her songs. I like her voice. I like her personage. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a great song, Chasing Rainbows, from my guest today, Casey Penn. Casey Penn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve.
Glad to talk to you again. I want to talk about Chasing Rainbows, which we'll get into in a second. But you and I guess, crossed paths, made connections. I know we even talked a little bit about you are a writer. You write for Bluegrass Unlimited, and you were working on an article then about a band which was Merle Monroe, now the Tim Raybon Band. But so I don't know how long ago that was, but we had some very nice connections, and I think you got information from me that Daniel had given me, and it was a great article, by the way. I saw it when it came out. So
thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. I enjoy reading well-written articles. And then I knew that you were a singer because Daniel had told me, but now I get this music from you, and I'm thinking, well, are you? You really are a great singer-songwriter.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I've enjoyed Chasing Rainbows, which is a single that was none of them. You can stream all these. We'll talk about that at the end of it. Of our conversation, but that's on the radio. It's been on the radio. It's a beautiful song. Little Lies, I'm going to have you introduce Little Lies in a little bit, but talk a little bit about Chasing Rainbow and yourself, too. I want to fill in the gaps for the listening audience. So, Casey Penn, we know that you write. We know you write songs. We know that you sing and perform. So, but let's get a little more on that before we talk about Chasing Rainbows.
Sure. Well, my day hat, if you will, is writing and graphic design work, and so I write nonfiction articles of varying types, mostly healthcare and music-oriented articles. That's just kind of developed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I write for Bluegrass Unlimited. Right now I've been writing story behind the song articles for them, which has been really a great amount of fun for me. It's been 6 or 7 months now of just, I mean, writing songs is one of my favorite things, and so getting to write the stories behind some great songs has been really, really fun. And and then I do some graphic design and business writing, ad copy and design, you know, that kind of thing.
Graphic design can mean a lot of things. And you know, it could be album covers, it could be signs, it could be logos.
Mm-hmm.
For narrow that down. All the above, really.
Yeah, anything from a logo to a sign design or an album cover or print ads.
Huh.
Booklets, just all kinds of different things like that that I do during the day. And I've been performing. I mean, I've sang my whole life since I was a kid, you know, started singing in church, and I still sing in church. And but I guess I started performing out, kind of getting out and performing around 2010, somewhere around there. And my kids were getting old enough for me to do a little bit more of that. And and honestly, I'd lost my father around that time. He died in 2011. I just kind of started doing some performing, and after he passed away, I thought, he died suddenly, and it was unexpected, and it was one of those things that was kind of it spurred me on to do some things that I wanted to get done, you know? And it's kind of like, you don't know the time you have, so you need to get out there and do the things that you want to do. So I started getting out there and performing, and here we are. So,
well, you know, and that's the tune we're going to have you introduce here in a little bit, Little Lives, is kind of like what you just said kind of made me think of that, because the song, we'll get into it later, Little Lives, is like there are no little lives. Just like there are no little days, there are no little moments.
I guess
the way I'm coming, you're talking about your fathers, you never really know what's going to, and nobody does. We're just here by the grace. We're here by the grace of, and we don't know what's going to happen. So
Right.
And those things happen to us. Did you have, was there experience in music in your family growing up, or how did you get introduced to music?
Yes, I mean, we liked music. I didn't grow up, in a family of musicians, per se. My mom played the piano some, and, you know, I had a sister and brother that played in the band. I grew up in Wyoming and moved to Arkansas when I was about 10 years old, and I always grew up wanting to play the fiddle. And which I do play the fiddle now, but when I moved to Arkansas, I played violin in the schools for a couple of years, and then I moved to a tiny high school where they didn't have a band or an orchestra, and I laid my fiddle down for a few years, and if I had just known, there were probably people sitting on front porches everywhere that I could have been sitting and playing with, you know. But I didn't grow up around that. I didn't grow up around fiddle contests and things like that. But I started learning about some of that later in life, you know, and just can't get enough of it now. So,
I think you write and perform on guitar now.
Yes, I do play guitar. Yeah. I'm not a guitarist by any means, well, but I play some rhythm and a little bit of finger style guitar.
We don't all have to be Brian Sutton. We have an avenue to play and practice and write. As long as we can express, I say we, which I'm using a huge, huge we. I'm really talking about you. I don't write songs at all.
Okay.
But the songwriter, as long as you have something you can find a way to get your notes out and then fill in the words or however you do it. You're a guitar player. You're a fiddle player. We don't all perform on stage at a level that we would like to, but that's your way in. So this Chasing Rainbows tune, I want you to make sure that we know who's on the song with you, and tell me a little bit about the Chasing Rainbows, which the audience has heard, and I've listened to it quite a bit.
Okay, sure. Chasing Rainbows was written by a friend of mine here in the Little Rock area. I live in Benton, just outside of Little Rock in central Arkansas, and my friend Dana Landers is part of the songwriting community over here, and she wrote that song years ago with Russ Ragsdale, and I just always liked it. She didn't perform it as a bluegrass song. You know, she would perform it in a showcase now and then, and it was a singer-songwriter type song, and I just always liked it, you know. No matter our age or the level of experience we have, we kind of need somebody in our lives who lifts us up and kind of pushes us and believes in us when we're chasing a dream. And that's what that song is about. And Dana, she writes a lot of songs in that vein, some for kids and some for kids of all ages, I think. You know,
yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
You know, just songs that really strengthen those that are vulnerable and celebrate people that are working hard to achieve, you know. And so I always loved that song, and when I was putting the album together, I kept thinking about interesting songs that would make a good bluegrass arrangement, and I came back around to that song, and you know, it turned out great at a quicker tempo with a bluegrass arrangement. Mm-hmm. And I recorded the album, the forthcoming album, I recorded that at Chris Latham's studio. It's called The Gorilla's Nest. It's in Ashland City, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I've got Justin Moses on the banjo and mandolin on that song. And
is that Jason all? Is that all you're just going to use?
Yeah. Because
he could play everything on every song.
He could.
I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Oh, he is.
He's amazing. And he covered banjo and mandolin, and then Jason Roller covered fiddle and guitar.
Okay.
And amazing as well, and Kevin Grant on upright bass, and he just did a fantastic job, and then I asked Tim Raven to come in and do harmony vocals on that song. He did, and that was such a treat to have him on harmony on that song too.
Well, we know Tim's voice. He has an unbelievable voice, and for being Marty's brother, they don't really sound alike. It's like they're born in two different registers.
Right. They are. They both have fabulous
great
voices.
Clear voices, and Tim can go. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy the music they made that he made with Merle Monroe, which is now the Tim Raybon Band. But boy, that's a great combination there for that song. You're right. You know, we all need more uplifting, and maybe it's not everybody doesn't pick it up. Maybe nobody needs it. Maybe somebody does. But to me, the song does that. It's you know, you need to be lifted up. You need to be inspired. And, well, everybody needs more of that all the time. There's never a time when we don't need it and can't use it and make use of it. So I do enjoy the song. You've mentioned an album, which I know isn't out yet. And the songs that we're talking about aren't released to be consumed by people who want to buy them. They can be streamed. We'll talk about how to get, but the album, we're going to talk about one more song from this album coming up. And you've talked about having recorded it and where you recorded it, but can you tell us a little bit about when it's going to come out, if you know?
Sure. Yeah. We're talking about, late January or February right now. So okay. I don't feel completely, confident giving you a release date.
No, don't do that.
It's going to be right around there. It's going to be right around the first part of the year.
Okay. Well, we'll say sometime in the first quarter of next year.
Absolutely.
And then when it comes out earlier, we'll all be surprised with a gift.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you got it finished? Do you know how many songs are going to be on it?
Okay. Yes, it is finished, and we've got this current release that just came out, and then we'll be releasing a couple more before it comes out. And the title track is called One Step Away. That's going to be the name of the album.
Okay, good. And the label again, if I didn't ask?
Mm-hmm. Mountain Fever Records.
Oh, okay, great. All right. And we'll all be – when the album comes out then I want to talk to you again to follow up on what's been added to it.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I would really like to do that. So let's if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Casey Penn, and does all sorts of great things all kinds of writing, all kinds of creative writing, all kinds of graphic design, and she sings and writes songs, and she's coming out with a big album next year. And I want you to take a minute and introduce the newest single, I guess, is Little Lives, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, Little Lives, released on September 13th, and so it's available everywhere you can stream music. And this song was written by Carl Jackson and Lucinda Crosby.
Boy.
And I got to sit down with Carl Jackson one day and listen to several of his songs. And then he sent me some more songs. It was an honor for me to be able to sit and listen to him, because he's such a great songwriter, and I've been a fan of his for many years. And but this song just struck a chord with me. There's a verse in the song I think we can all relate to, and it just kind of highlights how small we feel sometimes, but then also how we can help others, which makes us consequential, if you will. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's not sometimes we feel small, but by helping others, we're not. It has a line that says sometimes it's true. We only see all the things we'll never be, but we might have been an angel yesterday when our little act of kindness helped some stranger on his way. So.
Yeah.
It's just a good, it reminds you, sometimes you just need to be reminded, hey, it's not all about me for one thing, you know, and I can, if I focus on other people, you know, as Carl said, I have a quote from him, and he said, the song illuminates how the collective of one's little dreams and plans mixed with love and the smallest act of kindness illuminate the existence of a little life.
There you go.
I love
Carl Jackson. I love him. If he just played banjo, I would love him for the banjo playing.
He's multi-talented.
He's incredibly talented, and it's a great song. So, with what you said about Little Lies, let's take a minute, play that for the audience, and I'll come back and talk to you some more. So now, from Casey Penn, the listeners of Unreal Bluegrass, you're going to hear Little Lies, which she just described very well too. So hold on, I'll be right back with you, Casey. There it is, Little Lives. I enjoy that song, Casey. You've given me three songs to play with here since we got ready for this. And Little Lives, I just think, again, you're on this message. And let me ask you this about the album coming out. I get the feeling that most of your songs are going to be of a positive or relatable message to someone looking for, I don't know that it has to be inspiration, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I do have a lot of that on the album. There are a couple of tearjerkers on there too.
Well, that's okay. No, that's
because
okay.
Because as happy as I like to be, I love a great sad song too. So there are a couple of those on there. There's a song that's going to be on the album called Oceans I Have Cried, And that's an original song that I wrote with my friend and bandmate Roger King, and it's about as sad as you can get, but I just love the song. So I'll warn you, there's a little bit of both.
Well, no, we all get sad. We all get sad, and the fact that haven't heard the song yet, but I'm sure that the character singing it, you know, they're still around because they sang, you know, they cried up tears, and they're still sad. But the thing is, you're still up at the end of it. You're still, you know, yes. the
sometimes
person.
A sad song makes us feel better. I don't know how that is either.
I'm a big fan of the blues, and I used to think, well, you don't feel bad listening to the blues. You kind of, it makes you, well, I don't know why that is. I've never asked anyone. I don't know. I don't care to study it. I just know that it works that way. So, yeah, somehow it makes us feel better.
Yeah, maybe we can relate to it. Maybe that's what it
is. And, you know, and
that's part of the catharsis of it.
It's what it is.
Oh, I've been there.
And maybe we think, oh, okay, yeah, that's happened to them too. And maybe, yeah, I don't feel so so alone having those feelings and those emotions. It's a great song. I can't wait to hear the entire album. If you're tuning in, I'm talking to Casey Penn. She just introduced Little Lives, which is a new single. You can stream all over the place, and I would recommend that you do. When you listen to the radio, you can hear it too, because I think they're both getting out, Chasing Rainbows and Little Lives. And I can't wait for the album, because just from what I've heard already, I just can't wait for the album to come out.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward for you to get to hear it too. I'm proud of it and excited to get it out there.
You sent me another song also, and I didn't have this one before, and I apologize. But if we can, as we go out of this segment of the program, I want you to just, you sent me a song, I'll Never Be a Mountain Girl. Now, we know from Casey's description that she was from Wyoming and Arkansas, and traveled to Arkansas. So the song is kind of, there are mountains in Wyoming. I've been there.
Yes, it's definitely not an autobiographical song.
No, I know. And there's lots of mountains in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Why don't you discuss it? Give us a lead into that song. I think it's a great song, and we'll play that as I'm letting you go back to the rest of your life.
Okay, sure. Well, that song, the idea for that was kind of started out as a tongue-in-cheek song, because there's such a volume of, I'm tongue-tied now, Steve. I can't talk, but there are so many songs that are odes to the mountain girl. Especially, and I have a tendency sometimes to want to write response songs to other songs. And I remember hearing all of these mountain girl songs and thinking, well, what if you're not a mountain girl? You know, what if you want to be, but you can't be a mountain girl, you know? And so it started kind of from that idea. And I had a start, and I took that song idea to Irene Kelly, who's fantastic.
Oh yeah,
you know, big, as an artist and a writer.
Big fan of Irene.
Yeah, I was so thrilled that she finished that with me, and it turned into more of a sweet love song, really. And I crack myself up because I think, you know, I wrote this in response to all these songs about a mountain girl, and it sounds like it would be the opposite of that. But then if you listen through it in a roundabout way, it is an ode to the mountain girl.
It is. You're right. It is. Even though you're never going to be one. I like it. When we're finished talking, we're just about wrapped up here. I'll play that for the audience also. But I like the song. I appreciate you saying it.
Thank you. I was just really thrilled that song made it to the Grassicana charts came out, and that was exciting for us. And so that was released when I was part of Lee Street Lyrical, which was also on Traviana Records, which is Mountain Fever's Americana sister label.
Yeah, sure. I'm aware of that. Yeah, an Americana, Grassicana for the listeners. If you're listening to Unreal Bluegrass, you're going to hear a lot of things that would be classified not only as bluegrass, old-time music, but you'll hear Grassicana music because it's a descriptor that we now use for those things that, well, you're going to hear one in a minute. I'll Never Be a Mountain Girl. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be bluegrass, but it's all great music. Well, listen, I can't wait for the new album. Thanks so much for your time. I know you and I worked to put this together pretty quickly. I know you're very, very busy. You're giving lessons. You're performing. You're working all day, as you say, your day job. And I'm so glad you had the chance to sit and talk with me for a bit.
Oh, sure. It was my pleasure. It's a a great end to the day here. So, honor and a privilege.
Well, we'll let you get it. I know for a fact that Casey was finishing up, getting everything done for the evening, finishing dinner, and I know how that is, and getting all that done. and you came right to this, so you've had a full day, my friend. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to the new album when it comes out.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you, Casey. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. Thank you, Casey Penn. I enjoyed it greatly. When the new album comes out, we'll talk further.